BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, the Homes Under the Hammer game is back. We try and guess what song they use on the show just by hearing what the presenter is saying before it. What would you do if you had the Radio 1 studio all to yourself for an hour? We hear some people with suggestions for Access All Areas Month. It's Pitbull's birthday, obviously I'm very excited. Real or no real? And we get ready for tonight. Uncut, uncensored, 24 years at the tap end. Too hot for daytime.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott. Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
Oh, you ready for Uncut 24 Years at the Tap End tonight?
Well, it just seems to be causing a lot of people a lot of stress because it's, you know, I'm not sure what I can and can't say. There are rules.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? At the ground, like, the ground of all this, there are rules.
What are the bosses saying at the moment? Are they nervous?
I don't know. I think they're trying to encourage me.
But at the same time, it's a difficult line, isn't it?
There was one word I said earlier, and they just looked at me.
About that word, right? Okay, yeah, we've discussed this already.
But I think I'm just going to crack on with it anyway. I think these things can be sorted afterwards.
So, yeah, just pick up the pieces afterwards. It's better to apologise after than try and get approval before.
That's the lesson I've learned in life.
So tonight, as part of Phil Analysis Comedy Night, Abandoman are on. If you've never heard of Abandoman before, we've had them at the Edinburgh Festival a couple of times. They are absolutely brilliant. You can listen to this on Radio 1. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website tonight at 10 o'clock. Because it's Happiness Week, Phil and Alice are doing a comedy night every night. So we're going to be here tonight. And to warm up for Abandoman, Chris is doing 24 Years at the Tap End, Unplugged. That's what we're calling it. And it's what really happened on the lads' trip to Prague.
And it's live and everything. I mean, that's going to be the other weird thing, sort of sitting there with... I mean, like, with a big audience.
In front of an audience.
And, like, it's odd, you know, doing it like that, but we will.
So let us know if you're going to be listening tonight, because it's going to be Tap End like you have never heard it before. 10 p.m. on Radio 1. We'll talk more about this and what we can and can't say after 1:30. After 2, I know that you played it last week, the Homes Under the Hammer game.
Yes.
Where you try and guess what music they're going to play just from what they're saying on Homes Under the Hammer. It's a great game. Then there's Real or No Real just after 3, and the official chart update as well with me and Jamila, 3:30 this afternoon. See where your favourite song is in the chart this week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Fall Out Boy. So yesterday on this show, I was talking about having the builders in. They were there while I was away on holiday and just a little bit worried about what they're doing when I'm not in my house. Then Grimmond called us with this amazing story of decorating Tiny Temper's house. So Tiny Temper's not at the house. He's not staying there. It's been renovated. No. You're doing the work, but you've got to travel. And you think, instead, we'll just sleep here for the night.
Yeah, let's just sleep at Tiny's.
He won't know.
Well...
How many nights did you sleep there?
Well, for about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I thought you were going to say, like, one night.
2 weeks?
You went on holiday. Such a good story. And then this happened.
Well, we're all in bed asleep. Well, there's three of us. And then about 1 o'clock in the morning, there's a loud bang on the door.
Yeah.
And then we're greeted by about 10 police officers.
Oh, my God.
After showing him ID and explaining who we were and why we were there, Tiny showed himself and was just relieved and absolutely fine about us sleeping in his property.
Yeah, so he's staying there for 2 weeks. House has been renovated. Didn't expect Tiny Temper to turn up with the police. We got a full description of Tiny's house as well.
Well, starting from the top down, on the roof. Yes. On the roof, he's got a jacuzzi.
Sure.
And then in his bedroom, he's got a shower room and a toilet.
Revolving bed?
No, not quite.
Oh, gutted.
He's got a king-size bed with a headboard up to the ceiling.
And a giraffe neck, which someone else has been on. They've also worked at Tiny Temper's house, confirming that's true.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. This is a great idea for future, I think. Radio Cribs. So if you've been in a celebrity's house, I want to know all the details. Let me know.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So tonight... In a first for Radio 1, it's going to be 24 years at the tap end. Unplugged. Too hot for daytime. If you don't know what 24 years at the tap end is, it's just some of Chris's stories about his life so far. It's had, what, three series now? Two series.
Yeah. It started ages ago. It was around about a Christmas time when everyone had an autobiography out.
Mm.
And the one that inspired me the most was there was a show on TV used to be called Coach Trip.
Yes.
I don't know if it's still on.
And with Brendan.
With Brendan. And even he had a book out. So what we thought we'd do is I would just start writing some chapters. I didn't really think anyone would go for it. And we just did it about my life. And then we ended up doing more and more of these chapters. And then it seemed to become a thing.
Yeah.
And then before too long, in typical sort of your style, Scott Mills style, it ended up with a theme tune.
Yeah. It became a massive kind of thing which people would have to listen to.
You had me doing this twice a week.
It's still on the Radio 1 website if you want to
yep.
get all the episodes. Still up there if you want to do a catch-up session before tonight.
But then we gave it a rest for a while because we thought, you know what, it's two series. It's kind of, we've done a lot of stories. You need to leave a bit of time in between to sort of bank them up. But then this opportunity arrived tonight.
Absolutely. So it's the Phil and Alice comedy night tonight. They're doing it every night this week from 10 o'clock. A Band of Man are on, who are brilliant.
Yeah.
Irish kind of rap crew. They'll rap about anything. Any subject you throw at them, they can just put it in there. It's incredible to listen to and watch. So that's tonight from 10 o'clock. As the warm-up, Chris will be doing one of the stories that he's already told us on Tap End, but with all the details. It's called 24 Years at the Tap End, by the way, because it's a story of his life. And he didn't realise that you could sit at the other end of the bath until he was 24.
True story. I remember there was this one time we were talking and I just, I came up with the fact that I had a bath, because I don't really have baths that often, it's mainly showers. But that, for the first time ever, I realised it was more comfortable to not lie in the bath with my head against the taps.
Yeah, and he'd been doing that for 24 years.
And
against the taps, not just, the other way around.
For me, it was probably the defining moment in my life that I
realised. You went home that night and had a bath at the other end and you were like, this is much better. Yeah, of course it is. That's the way you're supposed to sit.
It was like there'd been a change in my life. And I came in and talked about this next day. You said that would make a fantastic name if I was to have a book. At the same time, we were writing these kind of little odd chapters about things that have happened in my life. And then boom, it was on.
So we've already heard the story for Tap End fans. So just recap for me what the story is tonight.
The story involves a trip that me and my mates took to Prague one year. And we were 21 and it was our first ever city break, I think you would call it.
Mm.
But it was for my mate Chaz's birthday, who's one of my best mates. So all the boys were there. So Dossa, Chango the Beast, Chinese Dave, everyone was there.
Mm-hmm.
We'd done a big night out in Birmingham the night before and we've talked about this story and explained what went on in Prague. Because a lot of things, there was an alternative meal that I may have eaten.
Mm.
And generally a night out that descended into chaos. But there were steps of that night that I might have missed out in the original one because I was told it might be unsuitable for daytime radio.
Now, I remember when you wrote that, we had to go through it with the bosses and they're like, no, you can't say that. No, you can't say that. No, you've got to cut that out. But not tonight.
Tonight, we're going to say exactly what happened in Prague.
Everything.
Everything, including...
that.
The thing that happened under that thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It will all... if all going to plan, it will all be on.
The signs are good from the management at the moment. They seem to be quite relaxed about it today. At the moment.
As I said, it might be easier to apologise than it is to ask for too much warning.
So.
But we'll crack on.
So if you want to hear this tonight, and if you want to watch it, it's going to be in front of a live studio audience in the Lowell's Lounge with Phil and Alice. So we'll be on before A Band of Man, and you'll hear exactly what happened with the Leds for Chaz's 21st birthday in Prague tonight from 10 o'clock. I can't wait.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So everyone knows Homes Under the Hammer, right? It's a show on BBC One in the mornings. You only ever really see it if you're off work ill. And it's people buying houses at auctions. What they do is they film the show and then when they edit it, some genius puts this brilliant background music on and the music always relates to what they've just been saying. So whatever happens on the show, they find some song lyrics to fit. Sometimes it can be just one word that links with the song. Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes it just bangs you in the face. It's not subtle at all. So what we're going to do, I know you did this last week with Matt, is after two, we will hear clips from the Homes Under the Hammer presenters talking on the show. All we've got to do is buzz in and guess which piece of music is about to be played. Good game.
Fun game.
I think I'm going to be good at this, I do, because I have seen it quite a lot.
Mm.
Is it wrong that I series linked it once?
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to series link.
Because there's hundreds of them, though. Like, soon your planner just gets really full up. Like, soon it's like on 97% and it's all Homes Under the Hammer.
Yeah, but those kind of shows, is it not? You can watch one and repeat, can't you? They're all, I mean, it's basically the same every time.
How dare you? Of course it's not the same. It's no? different every time, no.
I mean, other than the music, of course.
No. Different houses, different
Why
people,
are you so
different
offended?
Auctions.
Look at your face.
I love it. Won't have a word said against it.
Would you put your home under the hammer on that?
Was that one? No, I'm very happy where I live, thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily. When you sing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong,
yeah. I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Just makes me want to be on a beach, yeah? Like maybe with a campfire
just
on the
chill,
go.
Yeah.
Just chilling, yeah. Maybe get some cornrows in my hair.
Yeah,
just chill, you know.
Long shorts, yeah.
Yeah, I might get some shorts, some fisherman shorts. Just maybe
flip flops.
Drink
yeah.
a drink a Chang, yeah.
Find yourself.
Yeah, find myself. Yeah, Vance Joy and Riptide on BBC Radio 1. The song that whenever you're trying to speak to Fan Cotton and she's playing it, she won't talk to you. She loves it that much. Hey, listen, yesterday's Innuendo Bingo is going down a treat, isn't it?
Is it the name on it that's getting so many views, or is it just the fact that it's back? It's hard to tell, because I noticed a lot of the comments on it, because I did read some of the comments are like, because we've put Innuendo Bingo, Rihanna.
It's spelt differently, though.
Right, okay. But that's the technicality then sorted.
Are you saying that Rihanna off of films on Radio 1 wouldn't get that many views?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying a lot of the comments are like, wow, Rihanna.
Oh, I see, right. Well, it's worked for us anyway because people are absolutely loving it. I noticed that my friend off of Glee was watching it yesterday.
No way.
Yeah, Artie off Glee, Kevin off of Glee.
Kevin off Glee?
Yeah, the one in the wheelchair.
Wait, so he's
still on Glee, still on. What?
He just watches it, does he, casually?
He loves it.
Or does he send it to him?
No, he loves it.
Oh,
he was watching it yesterday when Radio 1 tweeted it. Rachel Riley off of Countdown retweeted the link because there was a Countdown clip in there on Bingo yesterday. I don't even think you heard the clip in full in the end, did you? Because you were too busy laughing at the music. Do you want to hear it all?
Yeah.
Just that made you spit the water
it's
out.
When you've got water in your mouth and you hear that, you know it's going to be good.
Helen.
Seven.
Yes, Bobby.
And seven.
Two sevens. Helen.
I've got a pioneer.
A pioneer.
And I have erection.
An erection. Very good.
Very good.
Ironically, that's an eight-letter word, isn't
it? No, wrong. Also, Chris Packham off of Wildlife was very excited about this one. It's the clip about the bird feeder. You know, the one with two openings.
Oh, how lovely. Me next.
I don't think so. I don't think
no young at all. It smells
no
sweet and delicious.
That would be
how disappointing.
Have a sniff down the bottom hole, mate.
It was one of the best ones for ages yesterday. It's because it's had a bit of a rest, you see, and you lot were sending in amazing clips from TV over Christmas and New Year. So let's get that on Radio 1 Twitter again now. Let's tweet it. At BBCR1 if you want to find it easily. It's Innuendo Bingo with Chris and Rihanna off films yesterday. It was a wet one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, this is Scott Mills. Coming up, a new band called The Orwells from their track Dirty Sheets.
Don't do that face at me.
No.
Don't do that face.
Also, Eminem and Rihanna and Ray Fox with his hit Boom Boob. Right, okay, so you've only got until tonight to register for this. Only got until 7 p.m. So I know it may have been on your list of things to do, but bump it up the list because 7 p.m. tonight, you won't be able to enter this competition anymore. Access All Areas Month, where we let you in on all the secrets of Radio 1, happens in February. We've got some brilliant things lined up, which we'll tell you about over the next few weeks. But we're launching registration for something we've never, ever done before. We're literally opening the doors of Radio 1 and letting you come in, and we're handing over one of the studios to you for a week. So it's yours for an hour to do whatever you want. Get your mates in, share your views. I don't know, just fart into the microphone for an hour because that's hilarious.
Do anything.
You can practice your DJ skills. You can just try it out on the decks, see what comes out. You want to make the mother of all mixtapes. Maybe you just want to, I don't know, record your voice. and take it away with you and say that you did that at Radio 1. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. It's quite cool to think of something original as well, because we're obviously getting a lot of texts from people saying that one thing that they, you know, the text I mean.
They want to do in the studio, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But sure, a lot of, we get it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think of something original.
I mean, we've all done it, but I'm not saying that you can do that. All right? We get it. We get it. So, you don't need any previous radio experience. There will be some top Radio 1 type producers here to guide you through things. But you do have to allow everything that happens in the studio to maybe make an appearance in a special 1 hour show using only material from the Access All Areas studio. So you might be on that, you might not. But you do have to agree to it being recorded. So if you want to go online to the Radio 1 website, do it now because it closes at 7 o'clock tonight, and register for an hour of our studio time as part of Access All Areas at the world famous studios of Radio 1. What would you do with that hour? It's like, you can't buy this. It's something you would never, ever forget. So maybe get your mates in that you've not seen for a while. Get them all in here for an hour. Maybe you want to just, I don't know, practice your mixing skills. You can just have a lie down if you want. Do whatever you want. Not like a lie down. I mean, you could just like lie down on the studio floor, I mean.
You can
register now.
Do something more original than that, though.
Yeah.
Such a cool chance.
And obviously, the more kind of creative you get with it, I reckon the more likely you are to be chosen, rather than just like, I want to play some music. So, Radio 1 website. Get involved with that now. Register before 7 p.m. tonight. We might pick you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. Hello, Josh.
Hi, Scott.
Scott Mills here.
Hi, Scott Mills. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. So what would you do in the Radio 1 studio for an hour?
Well, I haven't seen a lot of my university friends since we graduated and started work, so I thought it'd be quite fun to sort of have a little reunion, get some beers, get some beer pong going, tell some salacious rumours, make up some lies, that sort of thing.
Okay, so with all your uni friends, you want to play beer pong in here?
Yeah, I think that'd be quite fun.
I've never played that.
In the Radio 1 studio or ever?
Ever.
Have you not?
No, is it good?
Oh my word, this is a world that I need to show you.
I don't even really know what it is.
It's so cool, and when it gets extreme, I think you'll agree with me, when it gets extreme, like tables are broken, that kind of thing, you get fully into it.
It can get pretty messy, yeah.
Well, how do you play it then?
So you basically need a bunch of empty glasses and some ping pong balls, and it's a throwing into cups right here.
Okay.
You've made it sound a bit lame, not going to lie.
How would you describe it?
Well, no, to be fair, that is the basis of it. But then I suppose any sport, when you break it down, sounds lame. You've just got to play it.
Exactly.
I need to be entered into this world. It sounds good to me.
There's like beer pong championships.
I know,
like that.
I've seen it, but I don't ever really know what it is.
Here's the thing, though. In the Radio 1 studios, I don't think it's the best place to play that game.
There is a lot of glass windows.
Yeah, we could play other games.
Okay, and you want to do with your hour with your uni mates in the Radio 1 studio?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the platform, but obviously there'll be a lot of entertaining talking and swapping views of current events and this sort of thing.
So you all graduated last year, and I guess all your mates are kind of dotted across the country, are they?
Yeah, mainly in London, but all in sort of different work, and all over London as well, so we don't really get to see each other as often as we'd like.
So this will be a good meeting point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what a way to reunite. That's how to do it. If you've been missing for a while, this would be like the ultimate way. You know, it's like the Radio 1 studio or like the Wembley pitch or something like that. It's just a cool place to do it.
Yeah.
Josh, you need to register now on the Radio 1 website.
Yeah, for sure. I'll do that right now.
Okay. And then, I mean, you never know. You might get that call back and your uni reunion might be happening in here.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Hello?
Hi, Scott Mills. It's Kelly here.
I love it when people call me Scott Mills, full name. Hello,
we
Scott
like
Mills.
Full names.
Hi, Kelly. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
So, do you want to be in the studio at Radio 1 for an hour?
I very much do.
It's such a cool opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be absolutely amazing.
And what do you want to do?
Well, I listen to Radio 1 every single day at work while spinning around on my chair, so I'd very much like to spin around on the chairs at Radio 1 and press every single button because I can.
Oh, every button. You know, some of these buttons do strange things.
They do.
Yeah, I try not to break anything, but I do want to press every button.
There's a lot of buttons. I'm just looking now.
There's one button that Scott often accidentally presses, which is the panic alarm.
Yeah.
I don't think even you know which button it is. It's somewhere under the desk. It's like you get a bit excited.
Don't tell her where it is.
Sorry, you get a bit excited.
It's all right, I know now.
Sometimes my knee will brush up against it. And
is it your knee?
It causes a panic.
It is
my knee.
Because your hands are often above the desk and still the panic alarm goes off.
I can promise you it's my knee. There's loads of buttons, though. Like, I'm just pressing them now.
Right, I have an hour. I can test them all out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think it's the most fun bit, pressing all these buttons. Yeah.
Yeah, I've only got a keyboard in front of me at work, so it's not quite as exciting.
I've got horns. I've got all sorts. I'm just pressing all the buttons.
So you're stealing my idea now.
Well, no, you could do this. I've got it all here.
And the chairs are spinny. You'd be in your element here.
Like, literally hundreds of buttons. You'd have a brilliant time.
It would be the best hour ever.
Hi, I'm David Hasselhoff.
There's loads.
There you go. good.
Okay, well, have you registered yet?
Yes, I have.
You'd have, okay. Is it just going to be you in here with the spinny chairs and the buttons?
I'd probably bring some people as well to help press buttons.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your registration, and hopefully someone will be in touch.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe not. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I know you played this for the first time last week, the Homes Under the Hammer game.
Yeah. Well, this game is inspired by you and the thing that you noticed with Homes Under the Hammer.
Obsessed.
And then me and Matt turned it into a game last week.
So what they do on Homes Under the Hammer, you know, the BBC One show, on in the mornings, people buy houses and that at auctions. What they do is they film the show, and then afterwards, when they're editing the show, some absolute genius puts the background music on. And whatever's happening in the show, they find a song that fits with what they're talking about. So here's an example. Sometimes it can just be one word that links with that song, like this.
2.5 months later, the place has been magically transformed.
He only said magically there, but then they decided to put Could It Be Magic on.
They do it so unashamedly, don't they? It's so blatant every time.
I love it. And once you've noticed this, you will watch Homes Under the Hammer in a completely different way.
I like when you can hear the music and you're just waiting for it to come over the hill. So the music started, the guy's talking, and you're waiting for the word that you know is about to come because of the song.
Yeah, you can hear it in the background. So this one's quite subtle. See if you can spot what they've done here.
We're getting married as well, so in the next four weeks.
4 weeks now?
Yeah, so we're doing everything at the same time.
Selena and Chris set themselves a budget of £10,000 and a timescale of between 6 months and a year to make the place their own. 2 years and 1 month after our first visit, we're back. And what do they say? New house, new baby? Meet mum, dad, and 12-week-old baby Scarlett. So let's see what the new family are calling home now.
And sometimes it's like there's nothing you can do about them. Like, the music is just coming for you and you just have to sit there and you just have to take it.
It's a shame to put the bedroom at the front, but I reckon it's probably the easiest way to reconfigure the space unless you rip out all the walls and start again. That would eat into your budget when turning this from a two into a one bed should be the priority here.
It's just so clever.
And we honestly haven't made these up.
No. So here's what happens on the game. Me and Chris are going to hear some clips of the Homes Under the Hammer presenters talking on the show. All we have to do is guess which piece of music is about to be played from what they're saying. So we have to buzz in if we want to stop the clip and make a guess. That's how it works, right?
Yep.
That's my buzzer.
Is it? I'm going with my good old trusty horn.
Excellent. So when I buzz in, it's... And when Chris buzzes in, it's... If either of us guess the song correctly, we will get 10 Scott Mills points. And we're going to play Homes Under the Hammer game after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, let's get into today's Homes Under the Hammer game. You've seen the show on BBC One about people buying houses at auction and that. So they film the show, then afterwards they edit it and someone puts the background music on, which normally relates to what they've been saying in a proper cheesy way. On this game, we hear clips of the Homes Under the Hammer presenters talking. All we've got to do is guess from what they're saying which piece of music is about to be played. You ready?
I am ready.
So I'm buzzing in with this. When I've got a guess and you are buzzing in with 10 Scott Mills points if we get the song correct. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so listen to this. Listen to what's being said and buzz in when you think of an appropriate song.
It's a fantastic space. I mean, I would love to stick a huge dining table in here and have loads of dinner parties, but I suppose...
Oh, go on.
I'm going to go down the party route. Party rockers. LMFAO.
Oh, I'm really not good at this. I can't think of anyone.
And have loads of dinner parties, but I suppose it could be a really good room to work in as well.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
Britney Spears, Work.
Okay. Really? Homes Under the Hammer?
I don't know.
Right, okay.
Lots of opportunities with this space. I really like it.
What have you got?
Okay, I really like it. Do you really like it? DJ Pied Piper.
Oh, I was going to go for I like it, come on, Rihanna.
I'm going for DJ Pied Piper.
I really like it.
Yes!
Oh, rubbish.
Yes, yes, yes. I got it.
You win that one.
Thank you. How did I get that? It's not even called I Like It, Come On, Come On. What's it called? S&M or something?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They're geniuses, these people who put these together, isn't
they? They are good.
Proper good, like, knowledge of music.
I win that one.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for next one?
Yes.
So the presenters will talk. We buzz in with the songs.
So did you view this property prior to the auction?
No, I didn't. It was kind of blind when I got it. I basically set my limits.
Go on.
Blind faith. Chasing status.
No.
Yeah. I'm going with that for now.
I basically set my limits on, you know, what would be a good price.
Very, very cheap, £1 fish.
It's not going to be £1 fish. Although price, I'm going to honk in here. I'm going to go Jesse J price tag. So I'm going to swap Chaser's status for that.
I'm sticking with £1 fish.
Quite cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was a risk, but generally I had a good feeling.
I got there first.
What are you having?
Flo Rida, Good Feeling.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I know when we played this game before, they love this Lionel Richie song, Dancing on the Ceiling. And that has the line, what a feeling, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to go with that, but I think I'm going to stick with Jesse J price tag.
I'm sticking with Flo Rida, Good Feeling.
But generally, I had a good feeling.
And I'm feeling...
Good. Oh! No, neither of us.
Muse. Muse on Homes Under the Hammer.
A good feeling? Well, Rizvan, I'm afraid a good feeling is not quite good enough.
So good.
Such a good game, this. All right, you ready for the third one?
Yep.
Buzz in when you know.
So Chris took you along to the auction to show you the ropes. And
yeah.
Foo Fighters rope. Ropes.
Okay, good one.
So tell me more about what you do when you're not doing this. What's your job?
Tell me more, tell me more.
What's that?
Grease.
It could easily be that.
I'm going with Go Grease Lightning.
No, that's not the one. Song? No, what is it? Summer Nights. Summer Nights.
All right, I'm going for Grease, Summer Nights.
So tell me more about what you do when you're not doing this. What's your jobs and things?
Well, I ride horses for a living.
No.
What are you
me
having?
First.
Go on then.
It's gone blank, hang on.
I'm something horse.
Yeah, what though?
Horse music. Mumford & Sons. One of those. What Mumford & Sons song's about a horse? Surely there's one. Little Lion Man. That'll do.
That's not a horse.
I'm going with that.
Well, I ride horses for a living and compete.
Tell me more. What kind of competing?
A variety of things, really. Show jumping.
Jumping, Destiny's Child.
I'm going to go jump around House of Pain.
Basically whatever I'll get paid for.
Oh, I don't know.
What are you going to go with then? I'm going for Jump Around.
I'm going Jumping, Destiny's Child.
Jump Around!
Yeah!
Jump Around!
Can't who Destiny's Child?
Excellent, right, that's one all.
Next one.
Kitchen on the side. Well, again, call it a kitchen, it's where a kitchen would be.
Rat in my kitchen.
Who? What? I've never heard of it.
There's a song called Rat in My Kitchen
or
something.
No, there's not.
There is.
By
UB40.
Oh, my word.
But it is a one.
Admitting to this alone. Yeah. Right, Rat in the Kitchen, is it?
Rat in me kitchen, I believe. Here we go.
But totally unusable. And then through here, this steel door actually is to stop people going into the front of the property, which is where the shop unit was. That's actually completely dangerous.
Dangerous by Cardinal Official.
Yeah, Cardinal Official featuring Akon, wasn't it? Okay, I'm going to need a different Danger song then. I'm going to go Danger Zone, Top Gun.
Oh, I'm going to change it. I want to go for Danger, Danger, High Voltage by Electric Six.
That's actually completely dangerous and, in fact, held up by the scaffolding. Danger,
danger! Yes!
Oh, what? High
voltage! Amazing.
Rubbish.
I could work on this show.
2-1 to you. I've
definitely
got it.
Draw. I've got what it takes.
Final one?
Final one. Right. On the Holmes Under the Hammer game. Listen carefully.
I'd like to think this might be hugely optimistic. If I go over 3,500 for the work, I'll be disappointed. I'm going to do a lot of work myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Money on My Mind, Sam Smith.
They won't have had that one on the Holmes Under the Hammer.
I'm going to be calling in a lot of favours.
£3,500 for all
pounds.
That work?
Yes, exactly. There'll be a lot of late nights, a lot of favours called in, a lot of friends.
Oh, the friends thing's going to be... No, I'm going to go the goodbye with a little help from my friends.
You haven't buzzed in. Yes?
Same one. Goodbye with a little help. That one.
Okay. I'm going to go, I'll be there for you, friends.
Okay.
No way!
Are you cheating?
Absolutely not.
But what about the long-term plan? The idea of turning it into a purely residential property?
Yes, I bossed that.
Well played, Mills. 3-1 to you.
I think that I may have watched too much Holmes Under the Hammer.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologise if we've now ruined your watching and enjoyment of Holmes Under the Hammer, because that's all you'll notice now when you watch it. And if anyone knows of any other programmes where they put music on relating to what they're saying, then let us know, because I'd like to play it with something else as well. Really good, though.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
See, I should have booked this week off instead of last week, and then I could have gone to Miami and be popping bottles in the club with Pitbull on his birthday.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
He wouldn't have invited you, that's the only thing.
It's not true, I would have got behind that velvet rope.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, I would. Well, he'd let me in. I'd play his songs enough, let's face it. God, let me in.
I'd love it if you two met.
It's fair to say I've been the Pitbull pioneer on Radio 1.
You have, but I mean, it would be an amazing day. He's never been on the show, has he?
No, and I really would like to meet him. And I mean, who wouldn't want Pitbull on this show?
How's he avoided it?
I don't know. Like 4 years I've been trying to get him on. And it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Pit, 305 worldwide.
He's 305.
Mr. Three, he's here today. He's 305 years old. How old is
Could
Pit?
Be.
How no, old is Pitbull?
No one knows.
He's nearly that, isn't
no,
he?
No, you can't put an age on it.
299.
You can't.
No, you can't.
Because it's always shades.
It
could be any age.
It could be 25. It could be 55. Isn't it?
I think he could be older. I do. I honestly do.
Ah, that was Timber with Kesha. And before that, the brilliant Sam Smith and Money on My Mind. Got to get him in to play bingo soon. He's a big fan.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play Real or No Real, and I get to play against you today. I like it when that happens. First up, this track from Bombay Bicycle Club, which has a lot of love around this building here at Radio 1 at the moment. It's taken from their new album, So Long, See You Tomorrow, which is out the beginning of next month. But if you pre-order the album, this is sneaky and quite good, then you get this as an instantly downloadable track. The track is called Luna, and they are doing a big tour in March 2014, their first ever major UK headline tour. I think they're on Sunday brunch this week. I'm sure I read
really?
That.
Very good.
So you may have loved their music for a while now, but you've never seen them make a keys from scratch. And you might do on Sunday. I hate it when I went on that show. Well, I didn't hate it, but I wish they would have made me do more. They don't trust me with anything.
They gave you the booze. They gave you the cocktails.
Obviously, they trusted me with that.
Have one of those, yeah. And then it was another one.
It's brilliant. You have cocktails before 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning on Sunday brunch. No, I loved being on the show, but I've found it a bit offensive when, like, I see people on there and they're, like, cooking and they're chopping and they're putting stuff in the oven and they're grating stuff. I had to chop one onion. That's how much they trusted me.
Mm. You didn't even do that, did you? You came in pre-chopped.
It was. Going back to Pitbull, that reminds me of an old Real or No Real.
Robin Thicke is 53 years old.
He could be.
He was could
that,
also
was that
be.
Real or No Real?
That was... Real.
No real.
No,
it?
No real.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Pitbull is not 33 today. Get out my house. 33!
He can't have done all the things he's done in his songs.
When did he
the
start?
Amount of
two?
People and places he's been.
I know. He's been around the world, Mr. Worldwide.
That takes decades.
I'd like to see his passport. It's time for Real or No Real.
Do you reckon his picture is like... Because at that point, you've got to take off the shades, haven't you? Look a little less vicious.
It's just a baldy man, isn't it?
We need to make this a quickie.
Oh, quick. Real or No Real, then.
Wembley Stadium's 134-metre-high arch is stuffed with Middlesbrough football shirts, left there by the builders who were fans of the club and thought it would bring their team good luck.
Ooh, cheeky. You hear about this kind of thing happening a lot when football stadiums or training grounds are built. You know, like the builders will weave their football shirts into the walls, that kind of thing.
Do they?
Cunning.
Never knew about that.
I think it happened at Portsmouth, actually. I seem to remember. I might be wrong.
So they're saying that the Wembley Arch, which everyone knows, is full of old Middlesbrough shirts.
Because the people who put up the arch would have...
Were fans.
Right. Oh, no. I mean, this is quite a fact, if real.
For a football fan.
For a football fan. You're just thinking from a purely, like, why would you stuff an arch full of shirts?
I am a bit, yeah.
Aren't you?
Why would it be bad? Why would it be big news for a football fan?
No, not big news. It's just, it's an interesting fact that...
Okay.
You know?
Good one for the pub. I'm going to say real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
That is a good fact. And this?
Cows which have been given names produce more milk than unnamed cows.
Is that because they're generally, if they've got a name, they're being treated well?
I think so. They're generally happier. They're probably private education, good holidays, that kind of thing.
I cooked a roast on Sunday. Get me. And I followed a recipe which involved massaging the beef.
Did you massage your beef?
And I found myself like rubbing this bit of beef, wondering why on earth I was doing it. Mm. And I don't know why it asks you to massage the beef. And it.
Your cooking's quite comprehensive these days, isn't it?
It's up a notch.
Isn't it?
It's up a notch.
I had salmon in a bag last night, you know, because they do salmon now as well as chicken.
Yeah, they do everything in a bag
so
for
good.
You.
Just put it in the bag, half an hour done.
The cows with the names, I think it's because they get treated better, if that makes sense. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, if you were called Daisy or something and the farmer was calling you that, I think you'd be more inclined to give him more, so I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes, we're doing well. What about this?
In the late 1990s, people delivering letters, parcels or pizzas to the house of children's BBC presenter Kirsten O'Brien would be greeted at the door by Otis the Aardvark.
No.
Surely not.
Why was he in her house?
And that's an old school character. That was an aardvark
puppet
sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They must all. I mean, I wonder where they are now. Where is Otis? Someone must own. Someone must have that in their living room.
He's stuffed in a cupboard somewhere.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, yeah.
Taxidermy or
yeah.
something.
No, someone stuffed him.
just in someone's front room.
Oh, I used to be Otis. So Kirsten O'Brien. She greets visitors with Otis the Aardvark at her house.
She's a very resourceful lady, I get the impression.
She is.
I remember seeing videos not too long ago where she's proper into her craft. She likes to
the crafty fox.
Make an impression. I'm going to say real.
She's very handy.
What are you saying?
The thing she did with those empty cereal packets, whatever they were, really good.
The baby milk.
Have you seen that video? What did she make out of them? Like a toy for a child.
A money box.
A money box, that's it.
Come on, real.
My favourite. Real.
That one is no real.
No, not real. Although something else did happen with her, I noticed. We can't tell that story on air, obviously, for legal reasons. And next.
Currently at the number 14 position in the singles chart of Costa Rica is Gangster's Paradise by Coolio.
No way.
It's funny how songs stick around if this is...
Well, that's really stuck around. Like, I heard, I think it was... A couple of years ago, still in the charts in Canada, was Candle in the Wind.
Really?
I think so.
So there's a good chance this is real.
So this song by Coolio is in the top 20 right now in Costa Rica. Real or no real?
What are you saying?
Why would it be no real?
I'd love it to be. So for competition, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Why? No one knows why.
Why is it on?
Also, I can tell you, currently in Costa Rica, Will Smith's Miami is number 20. Is it? What year is it there? Is it 2000? It's really weird. Anyway, at the end of that rather quick round of real or no real...
You got 20, I got 30.
Oh, wow. The Scott Mills Daily. So tomorrow, we're back on Radio 1 at 1 o'clock. Innuendo Bingo, that's happening at 1:45. And we will review... The late night tap ends, the one that's too hot for daytime, and maybe play some highlights if the bosses let us. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.